I'm cold, I'm Alex. I'd love to say it's nice to be here, I'm absolutely shitting myself. I feel like it's 5 a.m, I've got no cash and I'm ringing dealers for tick, and I'm not getting nowhere. You know, I'm that feeling of sort of impending doom, you know, but I don't miss that, by the way. You know, no, it's nice to be here. I'll calm down in a sec, because I've only got one story and that's my own, you know. And I've not got no amazing using stories like some people. I used to wake up in my own urine, covered in blood, asking my mum to borrow some money, pretty much. That's my using. I won't go on and on. Basically, what qualifies me as an addict, I lose the aspect of control when I use drugs. You know, I can't stop. I can't stop for love, family, girlfriends, jobs, anything, you know. I have this burning desire to keep going, you know, and the only time I stop going is sort of when I open my eyes in the state that I described, you know. My using was very intense, you know, and I don't know, it started really good, I really enjoyed it, you know, and then it ended in sort of wanting to die. I had a little bit of self-worth left, I didn't kill myself. You know, I remember going to get pills and a bottle of whiskey, and I've just drunk the whiskey, I bottled it, you know, and I got an uncle in the other fellowship, and he used to try and 12-step me with their literature, and I used to think, that man's lost the plot. And I don't know, I like sort of NA, we talk about addiction, and I like that aspect as a whole, you know, because I can't identify one specific thing, you know. Because I also had gambling problems. I was a 20-stone cokehead, you know, they're not sort of frequently heard of, you know. So it was like, I like that when I learnt about the disease when I got here, I knew I fitted in, you know. Because I used to use with people that used to like fold the wrapping off and say, I'm going to save that for the next weekend, and I'd be like, that wasn't in my sort of thinking, you know. It was intense, it was more, you know. I didn't have like a bit of gear and think, oh, he's a bit more now, you know, like drug dealers kick me out of their houses, you know, even though I had money, you know, it was that sort of, I was a pain in the arse, you know. And but really, I lost all respect for myself. I lost the respect to my family, you know, my friends. My friends changed to drug dealers, and then drug dealers kicked me out of their house. I was very lonely, very angry, very, like, sort of isolated, you know. And I don't know, really, like, I woke up one day and just thought, I can't do this anymore, I've had enough, you know. I want to live, I want to die. I don't know how to live, I don't really want to die. And I just sort of broke down in my mum's arms, you know. I was 24 years old and I just thought, what have I done with my life, you know. I've got this whisper in my head that just says, I won't swear, actually, I'm going to be quite conscious of that. You're useless, I'll say that. It was a lot more worse than that. No one likes you, no one loves you. You're a loser, let's just go and get on it, you know. So basically, I always wanted to escape my reality. I didn't like being Kyle, you know. I had no identity, I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know who I was, you know. Like, I just sort of, well, I thought I knew how to get on it, you know. I'm not a successful drug user, I'm very useless at it. And that was sort of my rock bottom, really. There was no, like, getting arrested in other countries, drugs, smuggling. I hear some really funny stories. Mine just aren't that. Mine's really boring, you know. I come from Essex, you know, the land of orange people. and we talk funny and, I don't know, it's a weird place, you know. So that's it, really. That's my story, you know. I started using when I was 17, I stopped when I was 24. I've not got this long, successful drug career, you know. Mine's pretty pathetic, you know, and I'm just grateful that I got here when I did, you know, because I couldn't go on living the way I was, you know. Because I had everything when I got here, you know. I had that loving family. Mum and Dad have got a nice house. They always bailed me out. I got a nice job. So from the outside looking in, I had it going on, but I didn't have nothing inside, you know. And that's sort of rock bottom for me, really. It's not losing everything externally, it's internally. You know, it was like a hollow man child. You know, I had no self-esteem, no self-respect, constantly self-obsessed, living in shame, guilt, and self-hatred, really. You know, I had that real negative perception of self, you know, and what that done to me was I was unable to have a relationship myself and others, you know. Because when I first got to Narcotics Anonymous, people go like, what do you like? I don't know. I've stopped doing what I knew, and I don't know who I am. You know, I was very angry, very volatile. I think the term is passive-aggressive. And men were hugging me. I thought that was really weird, you know, and everyone was old, you know, so it was sort of... Because it was difficult when I got here, because women were talking about kids, men were talking about wives, people were talking about shopping trolleys, God had given them a parking space, and I thought, well, you know, this is really weird, you know, but it sort of talks about power grating ourselves in the second step, and I felt it when I first got here, you know, I couldn't really identify what was going on, but I just felt comfortable being in a room full of nutters, you know, because I used to share some mad stuff and everyone would nod and laugh, and I just thought, well, usually, like, the civilians look at me and go, you're not right, mate, you know. Whereas in here, people laugh, and I thought, oh, finally, you know. And people just say, keep coming back. Have you got a sponsor yet? Which was no. You know, every day I was living in the bookies when I wasn't between in breaks at work. You know, I was sort of eating Domino's family meals, anything that I'd get my hands on, you know, like, because in my early days, I just stuffed my feelings down with food and gambling, you know, and I don't know, like, I see a lot of people come in, they get really fast, and I have real admiration for them, but that wasn't my experience, you know, it's like, I couldn't understand this concept of addiction. You know, I just thought, I've got a problem with drugs, I'm not using drugs, that's good enough, you know. Whereas addiction kicks my arse in quite a lot of areas, you know, and thank God for the first step, really. I learned that, the manifestation of this illness, you know, centres in my mind and my body, and I've got that spiritual void, and I really like that, because that's when I started to sort of understand, that's where it really starts, you know, within, you know, that shame, that self-obsession, you know. Started to learn about that. I started to learn that the way that I'd been treating myself was really bad, you know. And what happens with me, I start negative and I just act negative. My behaviours are negative. My thinking's very negative, you know. And what happens is I treat others the way I treat myself, you know. So when I first got it, I was really rude, you know. I cross-shared all the time. People used to say, "Keep coming back," you know. I used to think, "Wow, like, I'm being really rude to you, and you're being really nice," you know. That's what I loved about NA. There was this real unconditional love. You know, it's a really nice place to be. And I don't know, really. Like, I just kept coming. I just kept sitting there. I just kept listening. You know, I wasn't one to sort of... I come from, like, a place of men don't talk about feelings. You know, if they are, they're funny boys. You know, like... I don't mean that any malice. Like, my family from the East End, you know, you've got to be a tough geezer. You know, you've got to sort of be in denial. Just man up and get on with it. You know, that's what I was always taught. And I was taught differently in here. You know, it's okay to be sensitive as a man. You know, it's okay to talk about feelings, talk about areas of powerlessness and how you struggle in life. You know, and I was craving for this place for years. You know, and it was really nice when I found it. And I remember, like, an old comer came up to me, an old timer, sorry. And he said, "You know, fuck all, listen." I thought, wow. And I started to adapt that principle. You know, he said to me, stay away from other newcomers, talk to people over a year clean, get to meetings, look for a sponsor. And it worked for me, you know. So I see a lot of people in here that they knew they go to meetings together and they were used together, relapse together. And it's a shame, really, because we suffer with an illness that some people don't come back. You know, I've been at this meeting quite a lot and someone said, let's have a moment of silence for someone that passed, you know, and... that's the reality of addiction, you know. It's not really a game, you know, because it was a game to me when I first got here, you know. And so today it's like, it's really serious, this stuff, you know. It's like I said earlier, I got here, I didn't want to die. I don't want to die clean, you know, because I've got black key rings and I wanted to die the day I got a black key ring because I couldn't stop gambling. You know, I lost, like, I think it was about 80 grand in the first 2 years clean. You know, thank you. I weighed like 21 stone, hated myself. I was going through the steps as well, you know. So it was like everything was sort of intertwined. You know, I was aware of these behaviours, but I wasn't willing to do anything about them. You know, because I used to hear it's okay to be clean in meetings, and I used that justification for a couple of years, you know. And really, my recovery, it started at about 2 years clean, you know, because I got to the eighth step, and that was a game changer for me. You know, looking at sort of how I harmed myself, and how I treated myself, you know, and how I needed really, the principle behind a step is forgiveness, you know, I had to really forgive myself and change, you know, and I sought help. I've lost like quite a lot of weight. You know, I don't gamble anymore. I have this sort of self-respect for myself now, you know, whereas the way I can describe it, I've learned to validate myself, not through being needy, not through women, not for anything else. It's just that these days I can take a deep breath and say that you're okay. You know, it's okay to be calm, you know. It's okay to fail. Just don't give up, you know, because for me, I just keep going. I fail quite a lot, but for me, failure is a lesson. You know, I have to learn from my mistakes, you know, I've made some pretty big mistakes in recovery, you know. And it's okay, because for me, really, the only mistake I can't come back from is using. Because you know, if I use, I'm not going to walk through the door the next day. I know what I'm like when I go at it, you know. And so really, I love being clean today. Like, I remember when I first got clean, I thought, oh, this is so boring, this is crap, you know. What now? You know, because people say to me, one day you're going to be 50 years clean. I think, wow. And, you know, and it was sort of, because I was around a few people that, trying to sort of describe it, they weren't well. And like, I remember someone telling me, oh, go to uni, be a therapist. I thought, no, I'm an electrician, I love my job, you know. And you're going to sponsor loads of young people. I thought, bloody hell, I can't even look after myself, let alone anyone else. You know, and because for me, it's like a process, you know. I've had to learn to live life on life's terms, you know, because that's what I really struggled with all my life, you know. I didn't have them life skills that normal people had, you know, the ability to sort of deal with grief and trauma as well. Like, sort of, there's a lot of trauma in there, you know. And that's what I liked about this program. It started to unwind me as a human being, you know. Started to learn that it's okay to be me, you know. Sometimes I'm a grumpy bastard, you know, and sometimes I'm the happiest person on this earth. It's okay to be like that, you know. I've sort of found in these rooms that I can't save my arse and my face at the same time, you know. I have to be me, I have to be honest. You know, I can't say that I'm doing okay when I'm not. You know, I have to sort of get real. You know, and that's what I love about this thing. It's really simple, you know, and the way it gets complicated is by my own thinking, you know. So, sort of, I'm aware I've got a few minutes left, you know. So we talk about life beyond our wildest dreams. You know, I remember when I first heard that, I thought, oh, God. You know, loads of money, nice woman, big house, nice car, loads of holidays. I'm seeing people get that in these meetings, you know, and what happened was they also got a massive ego, you know, and they didn't need meetings, didn't need to do this, didn't need to do that, and they went back out there, you know, because for me, I always craved that peace of mind, you know, I always craved that just to be okay in my own skin, and I've sort of got that today, you know. I don't avoid mirrors. I used to avoid mirrors like the plague, you know. I used to walk down the street and look at the floor, you know, and today it's okay just to be alive, breathe, you know. I pay my bills. I socialise. I do everything that I wanted, you know. I got out of the Orange Town, I moved to London. and sort of, I like it here, you know. I like sort of living in a town where there's equality, you know, because come from a background of like racism, homophobia, sexism, you know. I don't agree with all that anymore, you know. I just like to be in a place where we're all equal as one, you know. And I don't know, it's just beautiful now. I wake up and I'm sort of happy for life. You know, I've got this guy on sort of social media and he puts on Facebook every day, like, grateful for another day of living. You know, I could never understand it when I first did it, but I understand now, you know, it's nice to be alive, you know. It's nice to have aspirations. It's nice to sort of tick things off lists that I write when I do step work and think, yeah, I've lived that, I've done that, you know. And it's all down to this programme, because for me, the programme's not quite as honest with my life. Because if I stop practising this programme, I lose everything that I've got out of it, you know. And so if you're new, don't give up, keep coming, be as angry as you want, and just be honest, you know, and just practice some principles, because they won't let you down, not let me down. So I'll leave it there. Thanks.